Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday.
Yes, it is.
Why are you laughing? Mondays are always funny.
Because technology is trailing me this morning.
Because technology doesn't want to cooperate. Because every time you set up the camera, it needs a firmware update.
Every time.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, who do not fail us. Unlike software that needs a technology, it needs a firmware update every day. Try to go on Facebook Live. We'll get there eventually.
Find us on
Facebook.com/KFUO radio. Things not working in the studio.
Well,
we're trying to go on Facebook Live because we have great guests in studio this morning. We have some fun guests. We have friends from Luther High School South in studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, they're awake, too. Third week of school for our friends at Lutheran High School South, and some of them missing out on class this morning because they are so gracious to come over and spend some time with us in studio because we're talking about breakfast. And, of course, if we're talking about breakfast, back-to-school breakfast, in studio with us this morning, Camille Smith. She's our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, registered dietitian, and maker of all things tasteful as well. Camille, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over to studio this morning, bringing some back-to-school breakfast for us to try.
It is my pleasure.
You had a good summer?
It's been wonderful, yes. Thank you.
And things back in full swing at the Dairy Council. Lots of education going on for a lot of schools in the area. So we see you and your cohort out to visiting a lot of schools in the area. So thanks for stepping from the classroom and coming over to the studio with us this morning.
You're very welcome.
So back to school breakfast. Let's talk about breakfast. Okay, breakfast is one of my three or four favorite meals of the day. How about you guys?
Only four?
Four or five meals a day. How about you guys? Breakfast, where does that fit in? Is it one of your favorite meals? What do you do for breakfast? We'll start with, let's see, we have Nora in studio this morning. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning.
Nora, what year are you at Lutheran High School South?
I am a senior.
A senior, so you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And missing a couple of classes this morning.
Yes.
Sorry, Pastor Cox, that we're missing apologetics this morning.
Yes.
But glad to have you in studio. What do you do for breakfast, Nora, typically?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of breakfast. I am known to have dinner leftovers for breakfast if I have time. Otherwise, I'll just grab a bagel to go.
Okay. It seems really fair, though. Like, who hasn't had pizza for breakfast? Let's be honest.
Many times.
Right?
Pizza for breakfast. It's legit, right?
I do it.
I'll put my credential behind that.
Right? See? There you go.
Also in studio this morning, Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
Maddie, what year are you?
I'm a senior as well.
Oh, yes. A senior, yes. And you're missing the same classes, it sounds like, this morning. How about you? What's your breakfast go-to?
Just like Nora, I don't really like breakfast either, but if I'm walking out the door, I'll grab like a granola bar. Sometimes I've eaten goldfish. It's just kind of just whatever in front of me.
Goldfish, the crackers, not like sushi, right?
No, yes, okay. Crackers.
I don't think that's a thing.
Not yet.
Carp for sushi, not a good thing.
No.
Jacob, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good this morning.
And what year are you with?
I'm a junior.
Aha, the junior in the group this morning. And what classes are you missing this morning?
I am missing Wind Symphony and my English class.
Oh, Wind Symphony.
And English, yeah.
Wind Symphony.
Glad to have you. And Jacob, what's your breakfast go-to?
So my mom's a big planner, and so we usually make a bunch of scrambled eggs on Sunday. And then every morning will be leftover scrambled eggs. And once we get to Friday, it's kind of what's left in the refrigerator.
Do you put anything in scrambled eggs, or are they just plain?
We'll put sausage, we'll put peppers, maybe a little bit of cheese. So we try to spice them up a little bit.
Excellent.
That sounds delicious.
All right. So everybody has some form of breakfast for the most part, unless you're running out the door. I think Maddie said if she's walking out the door, but she didn't say what she does if she's running out the door. So, which was me this morning. But I still had breakfast. What's your go-to breakfast?
Eggs.
Lots
of eggs and fruit, maybe some grapes and coffee, of course. Coffee's first.
Yes.
Down the pot and make another or something. I don't know.
So, Camille, breakfast, an important meal.
Very important, yes.
What are we aiming to do with breakfast?
Well, breakfast is your chance every morning to charge your body with something that's going to fuel it throughout the day. So especially for high school students, I'm really glad that you're here because your breakfast, even though you don't realize it yet, has the potential to really, really help you get better grades, focus throughout the day, and charge your body with awesome nutrients. So hopefully after today, your impression of the importance of breakfast has maybe changed a little bit.
Awesome nutrients in pizza. It depends on what kind of pizza you're eating.
I mean, it's got like the whole spectrum.
It could.
Really?
It could. No, I don't know if I like hot, fresh pizza better than cold leftover pizza. I think I love them equally. So it's a frequent breakfast for me, too.
For me, it depends on the toppings, whether or not cold pizza. You guys, cold pizza? Is it cold pizza that you have, or do you heat it up?
Oh, it's definitely always cold. It's better. It's better the morning after than...
It's true.
So you brought along some samples for us to try, some potential recommended breakfasts for back to school.
So three different options this morning. How about we start with one? There's a trend right now. A lot of people are really enjoying avocado toast. Are any of you eating avocado toast?
For all of our millennials out there and young people,
So for those of you who are unfamiliar, a nice piece of maybe multigrain toast, something really hearty, and slices or mashed up avocado on top of it, really, like, it gives you a lot of heart-healthy fats. Well, I thought instead of offering that, though I love avocados, maybe we would offer a dairy option and brought in some delicious cottage cheese. So those of you who already have a sample, maybe go ahead and try it. You can put that bit of cottage cheese onto your toast. It was toasted quite a few minutes ago, so sorry if it's mushy. But the thing that I like about cottage cheese, some people kind of forget that it's an option, but it's a really high protein option. And I should have brought some salt and pepper. I like to put a little bit of salt and pepper on top of mine. But eating protein in the morning helps keep you full. Right? It helps keep you satisfied and maybe helps keep you focused until that next meal or snack comes along. So if I was going to have this at home, I might still do my avocado toast, but maybe have one slice with avocado on it to make sure I'm getting those heart-healthy fats, but also make sure I'm getting enough protein by way of this cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is a very versatile thing.
It really is.
That's a very technical term.
I know. Words are really hard for me this morning. It's real great.
Right, versatile because you can do it. You can go savory or sweet with cottage cheese.
Yeah,
right?
You can mix it with a lot of stuff.
How do you usually eat your cottage cheese? Ooh. Any of you?
Me?
Just, or do you?
I just, frankly, I'll just eat it straight. Just plain, maybe a little salt on it. I don't know if I've ever, I have tried it with salsa before.
You can make it into like salad dressings too, if you mix it with things.
You're magical with those salad dressings.
I know. We like salad in my house.
What's the take here? Toast with a little cottage cheese. First of all, do we have fans of cottage cheese in the house to begin with?
I would say, by way of probably unpopular opinion, I'm a fan of putting fruit in my cottage cheese.
So that's really delicious.
I'll mix some type of berry usually in the cottage cheese.
And what if you put it on toast? Have you tried it on toast before?
I can't say that I have before. So it's
a first.
It's pretty good, yeah.
You can mix a little preserves in your cottage cheese and put that on your toast.
Maddie, what was your take?
I don't usually love cottage cheese, but with the toast, it was really good. And yeah, like Jacob said, we can put like lots of fruits or stuff like that in them. Like
Nora? Spice.
I don't like cottage cheese, but this was actually really good. I'd eat that.
What if you put another slice of bread on top and made it a cottage cheese sandwich with some bacon?
Bacon makes everything better.
It's delicious. The thing about cottage cheese is it's a little bit different from other dairy products like milk and yogurt in that it doesn't have quite as much calcium, but it does pack a protein punch. So just a half cup of cottage cheese gives you 12 grams of protein. And so you're really choosing it mostly for the protein, maybe depend on the other dairy products for your calcium.
Do we have any student athletes in the room?
All three.
So protein is important for athletes, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, so here's a good chance to get your protein in the morning. If you're not having pizza, you could have cottage cheese toast, maybe some avocado as well. All right, so we got a thumbs up, it looks like, across the board.
Okay.
That's a win.
And it doesn't tend to be as popular among high school students, so I was really excited to get to try it with you today. And it doesn't break my heart if it's not your all-time favorite. That's okay. But thank you for being willing to try it, being brave tasters.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, so we're going to go to break in just a minute, but give us a preview of what we have coming up.
A little teaser, perhaps.
Yes.
Our next is going to be a peaches and cream smoothie. So you've already mentioned that sometimes you are people on the go, might not have a chance to make a big breakfast, but something that you can take with you could get you by.
Smoothies? Do you, anybody have smoothies on a regular basis?
I'm a huge fan of smoothies.
Oh, yes.
Me too. Me too. And my secret ingredient, well, we'll get to that when we come back. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.